الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى ما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين وقال النبي صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم اللهم إني أسألك حبك وحب ما يحبك وحب عمل يبلغني حبك أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم وفول فول نهي جس فول مبو نهي وفول فول نهي جس فول مبو نهي وہ دل دل نہیں جس دل میں تو نہیں وہ دل دل نہیں جس دل میں تو نہیں تو نہیں ہے اس جہاں میں منہ چھپانے کے لیے تو نہیں ہے اس جہاں میں منہ چھپانے کے لیے تو نمونہ بن کے آیا ہے زمانے کے لیے تو نمونہ بن کے آیا ہے زمانے کے لیے تو نہیں ہے وقت غفلت میں گنوانے کے لیے تو نہیں ہے وقت غفلت میں گنوانے کے لیے تو ہے دنیا بھر کے سوتوں کو جگانے کے لیے تو ہے دنیا بھر کے سوتوں کو جگانے کے لیے معزز محترم علماء کرام و ذاکرین شاکرین بھائی اللہ کا احسان ہے اللہ میاں ہم سب کو اللہ والوں کی صحبت میں آنے کی توفیق عطا فرمائی. حضرت اللہ قراسی رحمۃ اللہ علیہ بتایا کرتے تھے دنیا میں بیوٹی پارلر ہوتا ہے, دنیا میں بیوٹی پارلر ہوتا ہے, اللہ والوں کی جو مجلس یہ ہے روحانی بیوٹی پارلر. حضرت اللہ قراسی رحمۃ اللہ علیہ اس کا نام رکھا روحانی بیوٹی پارلر. دنیا کی بیوٹی پارلر میں بالکل کالی کچیلا عورتوں کو سزا کے شوہر کے لائق بنا دیا جاتا ہے, اور روحانی بیوٹی پارلر میں اللہ کے نالائق بندوں کو اللہ میاں کے لائق بندہ بنا دیا جاتا ہے, اللہ میاں کے لائق بندہ بنا دیا جاتا ہے. اللہ اللہ ان کی صحبت اتنی قیمتی اتنی قیمتی اتنی قیمتی. ایک زمانہ صحبت با اولیاء بہتے رات سات سال تو آت بیریا, تھوڑے سے وقت اللہ انہوں کے پاس بیٹھنا 100 سال کے عبادت سے زیادہ بہتر ہے. مفتی اعظم پاکستان مفتی شفیع صاحب رحمۃ اللہ علیہ اس شعر کے بارے میں حضرت حکیم الامت مجدد ملت حضرت مولانا اشرف علی صاحب تھانوی رحمۃ اللہ علیہ کے پاس پوچھا, حضرت یہ جو شعر میں بولا گیا تھوڑے سے وقت اللہ والوں کے پاس بیٹھنا 100 سال کی عبادت سے زیادہ بہتر ہے, یہاں شاید تو زیادہ کر کے نہیں بولا؟ تو حضرت حکیم الامت تھانوی رحمۃ اللہ علیہ نے بتایا, دیکھو یہاں زیادہ کر کے نہیں بولا بلکہ کم بولا, اس طرح ہونا چاہیے تھا. ایک زمانہ صحبت با اولیاء بہتے راز لاکھ سال تو آت بیریا, بہتے راز لاکھ سال تو آت بیریا, تھوڑے سے وقت اہل اللہ کے پاس بیٹھنا 100 سال نہیں ہے 100,000 سال کی بیریا عبادت سے بہتر ہے. ہر کے کھاج ہم نشینی با خدا گلاشین در حضور اولیاء, جو اللہ کے ساتھ بیٹھنا چاہتے ہیں ان کو کہا دو کہ اللہ والوں کے پاس بیٹھے, اللہ والوں کے پاس بیٹھے. گر تو سنگے کھارا او مر مر سبھی, گر تو سنگے کھارا او مر مر سبھی, چوبا صاحب دل رسی گاؤ ہر سبھی. تو اگر پتھر جیسے دل والا ہو جائے اللہ ان کے پاس آؤٹ بال شروع کر دو, ان کے پاس دانا آنا شروع کر دو, گوہر بن جائے گا, ہاں گوہر بن جائے گا. تو اللہ ان کے صحبت میں اللہ اتنی تاثیر رکھا ہے. حضرت اللہ نے فرمایا ان سے ملنے کی یہی ایک راہ کہ ملنے والوں سے راہ پیدا کر, ان سے ملنے کی یہی ایک راہ کہ ملنے والوں سے راہ پیدا کر. اللہ میاں سے ملنے کی یہی ایک راہ ہے, ملنے والوں سے راہ پیدا کر.
اللہ اور اسے راہ پیدا کرنے سے بس. ایک صحابی آ کے حضور پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سے پوچھنے لگے متى الساعة, آئے نبی قیامت کب ہوگی؟ حضور پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے فرمایا ما اعداد تلحا, تم قیامت کے بارے میں پریپریشن کیا لیا, تیاری کیا لیا, بتاؤ. اس صحابی نے کہا ما اعداد تلحا, حضرت میری کوئی پریپریشن نہیں, میری کوئی تیاری نہیں, لا بے کثرت صلاتین ولا بے کثرت صیامین ولا بے کثرت صدقاتین, زیادہ نفل نماز پڑھ کے پریپریشن لینا یہ بھی نہیں, زیادہ نفل روزہ رکھ کے پریپریشن لینا یہ بھی نہیں, زیادہ صدقہ نفل صدقہ کر کے پریپریشن لینا یہ بھی نہیں. میں فرض واجب سنت مؤکد ادا کرتا ہوں, لیکن ایک چیز میرے پاس ہے, وہ یہ ہے ولکن احب اللہ و رسولہ, میں اللہ اللہ رسول کو محبت کرتا ہوں, پسند محبت کرتا ہوں. تو حضور پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے فرمایا سنو المرء مع من احب, جو جس کو محبت کرے گا اس کے ساتھ اس کا حشر ہوگا, ہاں جس کو محبت کرے گا اس کے ساتھ اس کا حشر ہوگا. تو اللہ صحابہ کرام خوش ہو گئے جب حضور صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کو محبت کرتے تھے, ان کے ساتھ ان کے حشر ہوگا. اللہ اکبر. ہمارے شیخ الحدیث علامہ عزیز الحق صاحب حضور بنگلہ دیش, ہاں انہوں نے بتایا دیکھو آج دنیا میں نابی نہیں ہے, نائب نابی جو ہے ورثۃ الانبیاء جو ہے ان کے ساتھ محبت رکھو, انشاءاللہ ان کے ساتھ جنت میں جاؤ گے. سبحان اللہ, ان سے ملنے کی یہی ایک راہ کہ ملنے والوں سے راہ پیدا کر, اللہ ان کے ساتھ ملنا, اللہ ان کے ساتھ جڑ کے رہنا, بہت ہی نفع, بہت ہی نفع, بہت ہی نفع ہے. اللہ ہم سب کو اس کے قدر کرنے کی توفیق عطا فرمائے.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم, نحمد و نصلی علی رسول کریم, اما بعد, brief summary of what Maulana mentioned. He started off with the ayat of the Quran Sharif, which means that fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and remain in the company of the righteous and the pious, and the dua of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where a person says, oh Allah, I ask you for your love and the love of those who love you, and those a'mal and actions which will lead us to the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a sunnah dua, we should try to learn and recite it also. Then Hazrat mentioned some ash'ar and poems, which means that death is not a flower which has got no smell, it's not worthy of being called a flower. And similarly, that heart in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not there, is not worthy of being called a heart. If you want to be called a heart, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to come into that heart. And then Hazrat mentions another poem, that you have not come here to hide yourself, but actually you have come here as an example for this era. You are not here to waste your life, but those people who are sleeping, you have to wake them up and take them also towards akhirat, the year after. So this is the example of a Muslim, that we are not here just to waste our life and to pass our time in heedlessness. But we actually have to be example and models for the rest of mankind till the day of Qiyamah. Those who are sleeping, we have to wake them up. Unfortunately, if we go and we start sleeping ourselves. And Hazrat says, Alhamdulillah, Allah gave us tawfiq to come and sit in this gathering. Hazrat Mawlana Shaykh Haji Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi used to say that in this world we have got beauty parlors. And in a beauty parlor, a woman who is ugly, she goes there and she wants to look beautiful for her husband. So they put she is given all different things to beautify her. That when we come to in the company of the Allah Wala, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is actually a ruhani beauty parlor, a spiritual beauty parlor for the inside of a person. So those people come here to the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to become worthy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That woman, she wants to become worthy of another human being, a husband, but here a person becomes worthy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he purifies himself and beautifies himself. So this is a very great and valuable gathering. It's some poets have mentioned that sitting for one moment in the company of the Ahlullah, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is better than 100 years of ibadat without riyah and show. So Mufti Shafi Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, Mufti Azam of Pakistan, great Mufti, one day he asked Maulana Ashraf Ali Thani rahmatullah alayhi, hasn't the poet exaggerated here, 100 years of ibadat without show? So Maulana Ashraf Ali Thani rahmatullah alayhi mentioned to him that actually he never exaggerated, but he showed the amount to be very less. The actual poem is supposed to have been that staying in the company of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a moment is better than 100,000 years of ibadat without riyah and show. So as it comes in certain, another poem which Hazrat mentions here, that if a person wants to sit with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we cannot sit with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we sit with those who are the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who have got connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is as if though a person is sitting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as we see in one other poem, if you want like a stone, you are, you've got no real value, but go to the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then you will become a real stone, a gem. It's also a stone, but now it has got qualities in it. Now it is valuable. It is a jewel, a gem. So a person who is a stone, just sit in their company, inshallah, you will change and you will become a true jewel and gem. Another poem also which Hazrat mentions is, one way to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to join those people who have connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a very easy way, and easily that person will also gain connection to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Once a Sahabi came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he asked, then O Nabi of Allah, when is Qiyamah? So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, don't worry about when is Qiyamah, what have you prepared for Qiyamah? So he said, O Nabi of Allah, I haven't prepared much. I haven't got an abundance of salat and fasting and extra sadaqah. This means nafal fast and salat and charity, etc. I do my faraz, my wajibat, my sunnah and muakkada. But there is one quality I've got. I love Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him that a man will be with whomsoever he loves on the day of Qiyamah. So when the Sahaba radiallahu anhu had this, they became very, very happy that our resurrection will take place with those people who we love, and we've got love for Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, one of his ustad in Bangladesh, Sheikh al-Hadith, used to mention that today there is no Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala present, but the Naibin of the Anbiya alayhi wa sallam, those who are the vicegerents of the Anbiya alayhi wa sallam, are present. So if we go to them, inshallah, and we stay in their company and we've got love for them, then inshallah we will enter into Jannah with those people who are the inheritors of the Anbiya alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst them, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the true love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the tawfiq and ability to prepare for akhirah.
Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa amma ba'du faqad qala Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim bismillahir rahmanir rahim لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة لمن كان يرجو الله واليوم الآخر وذكر الله كثيرا صدق الله مولانا العظيم. Allah give us tawfiq to make amal on all the sunnats, and the value of sunnats is very, very great. Hazrat's beautiful poem explains how wonderful and how great the value of sunnats is. نقش قدم نبی کے صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم اے جنت کے راستے اللہ جل جلالہ سے ملاتے ہیں سنت کے راستے. Following in the footsteps of نبی علیہ الصلات والسلام, that is following in the sunnets of Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, this is the road to Jannah. If a person has the good fortune of following sunnets, as much as he is following, so much his road to Jannah is becoming easier. And Jannah is still far away. We'll have to live our whole lives, the lives of the Qabr, on the day of Qiyamah, the long day of Qiyamah. And after that, may inshallah, Allah grant all of us Jannah, our families and everyone, then Jannah will come. So by following Sunnah, finally we will get Jannah inshallah. But sunnats are so valuable that now immediately Allah se milate hai. A person gets connected and joined with Allah Ta'ala. Allah se milate hai sunnat ke raaste. Sunnat join us to Allah Ta'ala, and that is cash. It is now. A person is connected to Allah. And if a person has got Allah, he has got Jannat before time already. Because Allah is the creator of Jannah, and the creation can never be equal to the creator. Allah is the creator, we are all the creation. Where can we all together come one bit also where Allah Ta'ala is? Allah is Allah. So Allah is the creator of Jannah, and Jannah with all its beauty, Allah is the creator. If we have Allah, we have got the whole of Jannah also. So by following sunnahs, we will get Jannah also, and that is credit, and we get Allah, the creator of Jannah, and we get Allah right now. Allah give us tawfiq to love the sunnahs, to learn the sunnahs, to practice the sunnahs, and to propagate the sunnahs, inshallah. Allah make it our mission of life, and we try and bring it in our families, in our circles,
students, friends, whoever it is, we try and bring sunnahs into our lives. This is a great, great favor and great, great ni'mat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And really, it is the distinguishing factor of this ummah, that we follow the sunnahs of Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that makes us different from all the other ummahs. And the sunnahs are so beautiful, and the value is so great. And sunnat ka rasta, which Maulana Abrar al-Haq sahab rahmatullah alayhi used to say, ashal tariqa, is the easiest way. And sunnat ka rasta, ajmal, is the most beautiful way of doing things. And sunnat ka rasta, akmal, is the most perfect way of doing things. Take for example a wedding. Allah give us all tawfiq that all our, we don't have weddings, we just have nikah, that is what it is. And after that is a walima, which is really so simple, it's so less expenses, and so simple, and so much of barakat in there. And one is when we do it against the sunnat way, from how long, what preparations, just in drawing up the list of who to invite, who not to invite, who to leave out, that is also such a big problem. People become upset also. So there is a whole lot, but we follow sunnah, it is so easy. Allah make it that all our nikahs we make according to sunnah. And we follow that mubarak way, and then again the barakat that we will get of following sunnah. In this world, today unfortunately, one of the departments of our life where we are seeming to have endless problems is in our marriages. All that we hear, all the time, whoever the ulama are inundated with calls all the time, with having appointment with this person, everywhere people are just having problems. All the organizations, also all these marriage problems have come to such a great extent, which at one time was not there. But today, the way we are conducting our weddings, and the way we are doing it right from the start, where the boy and girl have even contact, and so much of contact before nikah also. So where can the barakat then be there? So Allah give us tawfiq that in everything we do it according to the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we make that a mission of our lives. In the ayat kareema that I've recited, Allah mentions clearly in there also, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. You have a beautiful example in the life of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In fact, Allah had sent from the very many aspects of the missions of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, one is to live this way of life. Allah gave that to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and he lived that way of life. People gave a beautiful example of this, like if somebody travels anywhere and he sees some beautiful lady's shoes, for example, lady's handbag, and he thinks, if I buy this for my wife, she will look very nice with it, this dress, this handbag, the shoes, whatever it is. He buys it, he gives it to her, she wears it, and he appreciates it. She's looking so nice with this. So what was the thing which Allah loved? Allah gave it to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And now whoever will follow that, Allah will love that person. Whoever will follow the sunnah, he will get the love of Allah ta'ala. So this is also one of the easy ways of getting the love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And when we follow the sunnah, which Allah give us tawfiq, it's not difficult, but we just think at that time, this is the sunnah of my Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, and a little bit more, I'm doing it for the pleasure of Allah ta'ala. See how much it will enhance our consciousness of deen, and the consciousness of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the appreciation of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Durood Sharif will come automatically on our tongue, that this is that great personality through whom we are getting the love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And we will get the closeness of Allah ta'ala also. And alhamdulillah, by this silsila which our mashayikh have taught us and led us on, which we call the Khanqa Silsila, Tasawwuf Silsila. We might not realize it, but by attending programs, making our dhikr, then how much of Allah's consciousness has come. We are still very far, very far. But at one time, when we were not even conscious of any, we did not even know there was something like the love of Allah Ta'ala. Especially our Shaykh, whom we benefit, all the mashayikh, and our Shaykh, that he has spelled it out so much to us, and he made it clear to us. Also, like for example, to cast lustful gazes at women. This was also a thing that generally we weren't conscious of it. Like that, everyone knows it is haram, but that importance of it, that reality of it, by Hazrat speaking about it all the time, a person becomes conscious of this. Our namazes, we're making our namaz, at least if we have reached that stage now, that my namazes are without concentration. I haven't got any, and we feel that guilt now, that my namazes I'm making and I don't have concentration. That is also, we have moved very much ahead, and we still have to go very far. And also, وَلَئِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. If we make shukr to Allah Ta'ala on all these ni'mats also. Lot of ni'mats. Association with the Ahlullah, that is no small thing. As Maulana explained in his bayan, a little while in the company of the Ahlullah, it is so great. And the rewards of it and the benefits of it are so great. So all these things, we were not aware of these things. May Allah Ta'ala reward our aslaf, our akabir, who taught us these things, and may Allah bring it into us, the reality of it, and that we can move in this direction. So Allah Ta'ala had said, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, who is a perfect example. Allah Ta'ala says, Uswatun Hasana, a most beautiful example. And when you have a beautiful model, a beautiful example, why must we look aside to this side or that side after that? May Allah let us realize what a great, beautiful, magnanimous Rasul, Nabi Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala has blessed us with. And from that we are in this ummah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what a great blessing of Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala. In the Kitab Mishkat Sharif, the last chapter is devoted to the great virtues and honor of the ummah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And from there we see that Allah Ta'ala, and it was not our desire, we did not know. Allah just chose us. How many billions of people must have come from Adam alayhi salatu wa salam's time till today? How many billions of people are in the world? And of them, Allah chose us to be in the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. None of us ever desired, made an application, asked for it. Allah, out of His sheer mercy and kindness, put us in the ummah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq also to consciously make shukr to Allah. Take out a few seconds whenever in the day that we tell Allah, you made me in the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Without us asking for it, what a great, great ni'mat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. For example, the ummahs of before, they were blessed with long, long lives. And there were those, the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, who made ibadat their whole lives. When this was made known to this ummah, then they felt sad that our lives are shorter, between 60 and 70 years, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. And we won't be able to make Allah's ibadat as much as those people who left for so long. Allah, one of the great favors Allah bestowed on this ummah, inna anzalnahu fi laylatul qadr. That laylatul qadr, khayrum min alfi shahr. One night better than 1,000 years of ibadat. So for this ummah, which was not in any other ummah, that one night we make ibadat and you get the reward of more than 1,000 years, 1,000 months of ibadat. 83 years and 4 months more. And when Allah says more, only Allah knows how much more that will be. So shows how fortunate is not this ummah. And then again, how easy it has been made in the month of Ramadan. If we just make our Fajr and Isha with Jamaat, we get the whole night's ibadat sawab. And during the course of the year, it comes in the riwayat. If we read Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda and Surah Tabarak Alladhi between Maghrib and Isha, then we get the sawab of Laylatul Qadr. So the whole year we can get that sawab. The first 10 nights of Dhul-Hijjah, the ibadat of the night is also the ibadat of equal to the ibadat of Laylatul Qadr. So what favors have not Allah Ta'ala bestowed upon this ummah? May Allah let us understand and appreciate how great a Nabi Allah has given us, and by the barakat of our Nabi, Allah made this ummah the greatest ummah also. So we should make a lot of shukr, and the shukr of this is that we really try as much as we can to understand, to learn, to read, to know who our Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam was. All the other Anbiya Alayhi Salatu Wasalam, whatever great qualities Allah has given every Nabi, all those qualities in their perfection Allah gave them to Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. The beauty of Yusuf Ali Salatu Wasalam, which is proverbial, Allah has given that in its perfection to Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. So much so that Hazrat Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha says that those women of Egypt, when they saw Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, they cut their hands. Instead of the apples of fruit that was given to them, they cut their hands. Had they seen Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, they should have cut their hearts. So such was the beauty and the handsomeness of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. The beautiful voice of Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam, when he read the Psalms, how beautifully he should read. That beautiful voice in perfection, Allah gave it to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So much so that when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam performing Fajr namaz, the jinnat came and gathered. And they listen, that we have listened to a Qur'an and ajaba. What a beautiful, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reciting Qur'an Sharif. What beautiful voice and reading of Qur'an Sharif Allah gave Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. He should recite it in tahajjud. And his arch enemies who wanted to take his life, who hated him, but they should come and listen. And when it becomes Fajr time, light starts coming, and now for Tahajjud Namaz is finished. Now they disperse. As they disperse, they see that you are the enemy. How come you? But you also the enemy. How come you here? They all got caught out. They were coming. They promised to one another, we won't come again. But that voice was such. The next night they were there again. Also from here I should understand that Hidayat is a great gift of Allah. Whom Allah gives it, when they enjoyed listening to the Quran, the Kalamullah, by the tongue of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. But if Hidayat was not written, there was no Hidayat for them. And what did we do to get Hidayat? How much we should be thankful to Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. How much we should be reading Durood on Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. By His Barakat, His Sadqa, Allah Ta'ala made us in the Ummah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So what a voice Allah gave to Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, that all those kuffar used to come and they should be so keen to listen to the Quran Sharif. Every quality which Allah had given the Anbiya, Allah gave it to our Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, and in perfection Allah gave it to our Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. So we should, Allah give us the tawfiq that we should live consciously that our Nabi is our Nabi. We have got that model. We have got the greatest role model. We have got Uswatul Hasana. And to get the love of Allah Ta'ala also, Allah made the criteria. You just don't make a claim. بِكُلِّ قَوْلٍ حَقِيقًا. If you say you love Allah, and any person, if you have to cross-examine him, even if he's an atheist, he will have to accept that there is Allah. That who brought you in this world? In whose control is your life? You can be a cardiologist, You can be a pulmonary, a lung specialist. You can be a brain specialist. No matter what it is, you haven't got your own lungs in your control. You haven't got your own heart in your control. Who brought you in this world? Leaving this world is not in your control. Your eyes which you have got, you did not make them. Nobody else, not your parents, made them and gave them to you. Nobody, but it is one Allah. So even an atheist will have to accept the existence of Allah and the favors of Allah. One favor. Even an atheist, if he just gives a little time to think a little bit. And this is also one very important aspect, one type of kufr which ulama explained is kufr e'rad. Like sometimes we ask this question also, that so many non-Muslims, a child born in a Hindu home, Christian home, Jewish home, nobody told it about Islam, how the parents taught it, how they brought it up, it became like that, and it grew up like that. So it's not its fault that it didn't bring Iman. But this is one type of kufr, of error, that you don't pay attention, you don't think. That every person Allah has made it, Allah gave his brains to every person. And we all know that our two-year-old little ones, how many questions they ask. All the time they're asking questions. You answer one question, another question. You get tired answering the question. And if you ask them one question, the answer is because. anything you ask them, because. But they want answers from us. So Allah has made this human being. From that little child, we should be also asking, who made the sun come out? Why is the sun? Why? Who made the sky? Who made this earth? Who made this ground fertile for banana plantation? And this ground, Allah made it where you do gold mining. That one where you do diamond mining. Who made all this? It is only Allah. And no matter where technology reaches, who puts it in their mind? And who makes them all this? It's nobody else but Allah Ta'ala. So when Allah, the last limit of this is that a person doesn't come out of his kufr. For us, we also should think, though alhamdulillah, by Allah's kindness we are not in kufr. Allah made us be born in Muslim homes. And those who might have reverted, Allah gave them tawfiq. But every person, Allah has given this brain that he thinks a little bit. And he has to come to the conclusion that there is a creator. He is one. He is all powerful. He's got the control of everything in his hands. And then we turn to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So then Allah tabarak wa ta'ala was so kind. Allah sent 124,000 approximately Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam for the guidance of mankind. After giving this brains and everything for the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, Allah sent 124,000 Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam. And then the final Nabi, the greatest, Allah sent our Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. And the endless efforts of our Nabi for the hidayat of mankind, so great and so much effort Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam made. No Nabi made as much as effort. Even Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam, the effort that Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam made. And then the amount of difficulty and hardship in the path of calling people to Allah, the greatest Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the amount of difficulty I was given. No, Nabi was given so much difficulty. And for who was that? I should think it's for me, it's for you. Hey, it's for my wife who's sleeping next to me, my little children who are sleeping. Allah's Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, all those sacrifices. So our Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, Allah make it. Today was the day of Jumu'ah. We should read more Durood Sharif. Every day we should read Durood Sharif. And our 24 hours should be also in, so to say, in the remembrance of Nabi Ali Salatu. That is his sunnah. Everything. When I step out, when I step into the toilet, with my left leg. And I just thought my Nabi did it this way. And my Allah will be pleased with me. When I come out with my right leg, again, just this thought, little bit. It's not a big long thing and it's not difficult. But then Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam will come, you will be in our lives. Otherwise, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, what a great personality. And we will realize this when we will go in the Qadr. When we will be asked, مَا تَقُولُ فِي حَقِّ هَذُ الرَّجُلُ, or the question which is similar, on the day of Qiyamah, Allahu Akbar. When Nabi Ali, when people will be sweltering in the heat on that day, and people will not have water to drink, and Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam will be giving from the fountain of Kawthar, that people will appreciate. When Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam will come and intercede for people, a person who will see, I'm doomed to the fire of Jahannam. My pan of the left hand pan, which contains my guna, so heavy that it's gone right down, and the right hand pan gone right up, no good deeds. And Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam will come and just put a small piece of paper in there, and that pan will go right down. And when it will, who are you? You're such a great, beautiful, handsome person. And when I was doomed to the fire, and there you will see the fire of Jahannam. The blazing fire of Jahannam with all its azab in it. Not only the burning fire, the malaika that will beat the people and punish them, the snakes and scorpions that will be there, the falling of a person continuously. People will be in heaps, heaped one over the other. What will be that life? And yeah, and Allah's Nabi came and he saves this person. We will realize it there. Fortunate is that person who realizes that my Nabi gave me this pure, sober, clean life to live here. A life that I made contact with my Allah. That I hear Allahu Akbar. And that when I hear it, I feel happy. And I say, and what the call of Adhan. And I say, Ahlan wa Marhaba, for the call of Adhan. And I feel happy that the call of Adhan. When I go into Sajda, that I've been given the honor of making Sajda to Allah, Tabarak wa Ta'ala. When we make our namaz, and a person thinks, a dirty, filthy person like me, and now I'm given the opportunity to make namaz, Allah has permit, how kind is not my Allah, that He has permitted me to come to the house of Allah, which is a pure and clean place, and a filthy and dirty person like me, and Allah has permitted, all this is in the barakat of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. So when our Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam is this great and great, great Nabi of Allah with such great qualities, that Allahu Akbar, how many kitabs on Seerat have been written on the life of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. Allah reward all the ulama and how they have exhausted themselves in writing all the beautiful kitabs. We today find it difficult to read it. They had to research and write all those kitabs. And they had to go into so much of, so much it takes to get one kitab ready. For us just to read that ready kitab, that is also difficult for us. But anyway, when they have done all this, now it is for us to appreciate our Nabi, realize and to live our lives like our Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, as close as we can. We are far, far away. We talk about it, but where can we be where our Nabi? It's impossible. We can't even imagine it. But yeah, Allah Ta'ala, Tere Mehboob ke Ya Rab, Shabahat leke aya ho. Just this little bit outward form of your beloved, that also Allah loves. And to isko haqiqat karne, mein surat leke aya ho. I've only got the form of a beard, the reality of the beard of Islam, the reality of the beard of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. To honor this beard, I've done so many gunas. Hey, this beard, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, and how many times we say also, you got such a long beard and you did this, you do like this, you lie like this. Allah's Nabi's honor. we are getting, how we have disgraced it. But Allah gave it to us, and even this Allah Ta'ala is that merciful being. When the magicians in the time of Musa Ali Salatu Wasalam came, and they just made the outward appearance like Musa Ali Salatu Wasalam, Allah granted them with that iman, which takes really lifespans to acquire such iman. When Fir'aun threatened them that he'll cut their one hand and their one leg, make them hang from the trees and die like that, they said, فَقْضِ مَا أَنْتَ قَابِ. Do what you want. آمَنَّا بِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. آمَنَّا بِرَبِّ مُوسَى وَهَارُونَ. We have brought iman. So by the sadqa of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, this iman. Now when this is the case, Allah give us tawfiq that we try and live our lives like that. All the time. It is only our, it is our responsibility, it's our duty, it is our moral duty, it is our, in every aspect it is that when Allah gave us such a Nabi, He put us in the ummah of that Nabi, that we now try and live according to that. Whether it is in our dressing, not only like when we come for Jummah, on the day of Jummah, or we go to an ijtima, we come to the khanqa, then we dress, other times we dress differently. So for that we should think, now the holiday season, how many go for holidays, and then our dressing also changes. We easily sacrifice our namazes of the masjid, we easily sacrifice our jamaat namazes also. The quantity of our namazes also changes drastically. The quality of the namaz also changes. Everything, our eating ways and habits also change. In everything, we should try and bring that I'm the follower of my Nabi, I must follow in this way. And when the people will see the sunnat tariqah, people will be attracted. Sunnat has got that magnetic force which nothing else has got. But today we suffer from an inferiority complex. We should have that attitude which is said of the Sahaba of Hazrat Hudhayfa radiallahu ta'ala anhu. أَتْرُكُ السُنَّةَ حَبِيبِي لِهَاؤُلَاءِ الْحُمَقَى. Must I give up the sunnah of my beloved for these stupid, ignorant people? That attitude should be in us, that firm resolution to follow on the today's small, small things. Just that I'm going shopping, I change my dressing. I'm going for a picnic, I change my dressing. And the sunnah dress is put one side. Now, everywhere we are ummah is all the time. And in the akhirah, in the qabr, we will really want to recognize Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And not recognize him partly, but fully. And that will be if we try to love like that also. We have that love in our hearts. All the time we try and live our lives like our Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. We cherish it for our wives also. We cherish it for our children also. Bring them up also in that way. Everything that we do, especially during these periods now, the Christmas and the New Year and the holiday period and the parties that take place, we should not throw overboard the ways of our Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And if a person, because of his work, is not allowed to wear sunnah dressing, for example, then also he carries on, but he should keep in his heart the love of the sunnah. As soon as he comes home, change into the sunnah. And make dua to Allah. If the person is really sincere, Allah will open a way for him. And he will be able to follow according to the sunnah. So in everything, Allah make it that this way of life comes into us. That we follow, that we realize who our Nabi is. And then we try and follow in that way of life. In everything that we do, our dressing, our lifestyle, our weddings, our funerals, everything. And for that, what will help also tremendously is Durood Sharif. How much we can read Durood Sharif. It will bring the love of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and then the love of following the sunnahs of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasalam. So this is an occasion that we try and follow in that way. See who our great Nabi is, and then how we can adopt his lifestyle. publicly also, privately also, in every way, as much as we can. And with this in mind, that this I'm following the way of my Nabi, alayhi salatu wasalam, and out of love. And it must be so much, not that because of my ustad telling me, not because of my sheikh telling me, not because of anyone, but I realize this is the best and most ideal. There is no better way than this. In fact, we should not even really, it is right that we say, our deen commands us to do this. That's why we are doing it. But really we should, Allah give us that. And if we will follow in this way, Allah will bring it. We will get convinced this is the right way. We will say, there is no other way to do it. Whichever other way you try and do it is a way of failure, is a way of destruction. And we should have the concern for the ummah at large also. Whoever today, many people who are going against the sunnat lifestyle, and they feel that they are right. They feel that they are doing the right thing, and that these people are overdoing it, or they are being too strict. You are being too strict on your wife, you are being too strict on the children, and you should allow a little bit, and you should, this also, don't be so hard on your children, on your family. Allah makes it, it comes in our heart, we realize that this is the only way. And we have to try and explain, let those people also understand. We don't condemn any person. And we don't say that those people are gone off and they are too modern or whatever else. No, it should be in our heart that also this is also a sunnah. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was always concerned for each and every person. It was he made dua for either Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab or Hazrat Abu Jahl. He made dua for them also. Oh Allah, give them hidayat. The dua was accepted for Hazrat Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. So that concern that whoever is got different ideas and that we try and we make dua. And not only dua is very, very important, the basis. Everything is in the control of Allah. But together with that, as far as asbab is concerned, how can we get through to this person? This person who in the family, in the community, in the ummah, they are part of us, but yet they have got very, very different ideas. How can we make them understand? If we have that concern, Allah Ta'ala will open the ways also. And Allah Ta'ala will make it easy. And we should, that Allah makes it, that the whole of deen, all the sunnahs become part and parcel of our lives. So Allah give us that desire in our heart. And Allah Ta'ala make it that we work in this direction. And we shouldn't just fall down. People are, or the amount of criticism, all the time they are telling us negative things. We lose hope also, we become despondent, or we start suffering from an inferiority complex. No, Allah save us from that. When we have got the greatest, we are those people which the Sahaba said, أَتْرُكُ سُنَّةِ لِهَاُولَىٰ الْحُمَقَىٰ لِسُنَّةَ حَبِيبِ. As I give up the sunnah of my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, even at a greater level, not only sunnat lifestyle, he said, Ayan Qusuddin wa Abu Bakr hay radiallahu ta'ala. Can any deen diminish in any way while Abu Bakr is alive? Where are we? Where is Hazrat Abu Bakr? But at least we keep that in mind, that what can I do in my family? What can I do in my home? People who are breaking the laws of Allah Ta'ala, they are going against the sunnah, following all the other ways. What way can I choose? How can I go about to win them over? And if we try and ask and find out also, the ways are shown. And how many people that when they were concerned about this, and they asked the elders, when they showed them the ways, and the thing is that we follow those ways. Usually the ways that are shown and the treatment that is given is also very simple and down to earth. And perhaps for that reason it doesn't appeal to us. We don't want to make amal. We think that this, how is this going to achieve how can this be the solution? But really those who followed that way, they got the solution. And they were relieved of all those problems from whichever quarters and from whichever side those quarters, those objections came. Alhamdulillah, it all got sorted out. And all that is in that simple lifestyle of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. He followed that way, he has given it to us, and the people who thought of themselves as the very elite, the people who were ruling Makkah Sharif, the people who were the mutawallis of Kaaba Sharif, the people who thought we, anu'minu kama amana sufaha, those people who said, must we bring illa iman, na'uzu billah, like the stupid people have brought iman. Kama aman and nas, how people are believing, they just go like the sheep and cattle, they just follow. Because we believe like that. Such people were brought on their knees. The vast majority accepted Islam. Otherwise, those who did not accept, then they had to suffer the consequences. But this is that solution. And it is that solution till the day of Qiyamah. There is no new solution today. We are looking all for new solution. It is that same solution, that sunnat lifestyle of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that we bring into our lives. May Allah give us all tawfiq. And during these months of Rabiul Awwal, Rabiul Thani, which we usually associate, and it is the time of the coming of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in this world. And Rabi is the season of spring. And the season of spring, when everything is lush and green and beautiful, there is that wonderful feeling in the atmosphere also during the spring season. And all this is what Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam brought for the people of the world. And it is now only for us to bring it into our lives. Our example should not be like that person. And this is just an example also. Of tattooing. Tattooing is haram, totally haram, it's not permitted at all. But like a person who wanted a lion to be tattooed on his body. So when he went, in those days, the person pricked him with a pin and it pained. When a person pricks you with a pain, it pains. So he jumped. What's happening? What are you doing? He said, I'm making the tail of the lion. So he said, it's too painful. You can't have a lion without a tail. So he said, okay, we won't make the tail. So he pricked him again. Again it pained. What are you doing? I'm making the ear of the lion. So he said, it's too painful. You can't have a lion with one ear. So he pricked him again. What are you doing? I'm making the other ear. Oh, it's too painful. You can't have a lion without ears. So in this way, if we also, everything of Islam is too difficult. To get up for Fajr in summer is too difficult. To dress according to sunnah and come in front of the people, I can't, it's too hard for me. Everything is painful, then what Islam and what sunnah will we have? So that little bit of pain, we have to endure. Endure that pain, and then you will see, not a tattoo which is haram, but the beautiful Islam, the commandments of Allah, and the beautiful lifestyle of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will come into our lives. And when we have got that, we will realize we are the kings of the world. People see that you people are too strict, you don't allow this, everything is not allowed. This is forbidden. That little bit fun, little bit pleasure, what is it, the children just playing little bit and games or whatever. But let them, Allah give us tawfiq first, that reality comes, the enjoyment of salah. The enjoyment of tilawat of Quran, the enjoyment of dua, the enjoyment of sajda, and it comes into them also. And we make that effort, they will realize that we were thinking we were having some enjoyment. Eh? Very long ago, we were in Jamaat in Lodiyam, very long ago. One brother, youngster, he joined, he was with us also. And it was a Saturday night, maybe around 11, 12 o'clock. He says, a few weeks ago, when at this time of the night I used to be driving around on the road with the music blaring and making a big noise and a nuisance of myself, I thought I'm enjoying. He says, now I realize what is the enjoyment. In the serenity of the masjid, the quietness, turning to Allah Ta'ala, he says, now I understand what is enjoyment. So like that, we must have pity on the people who thinking they're getting enjoyment in filth and dirt, in drugs and alcohol and all the other filth and dirt. And they're thinking we should have pity upon them. And we should make du'as regularly. And we should realize the real enjoyment is in our deen. And that we have to bring deen into our lives. And how much we're going to bring deen into our lives, so much we will get the real enjoyment. And this will transform into that real enjoyment of Jannah there. And that what they are thinking an enjoyment, which is total disaster. It will transform in the Akhirat. May Allah give us all tawbah and Allah forgive us. And if we die without the tawbah and we die with all those sins, and especially if they are sins of kufr and shirk, and it translates into the fire of Jahannam, we can't imagine what that will be. May Allah Ta'ala have mercy upon us. Let us understand who our Nabi is. What a great ni'mat we have got. And we take that little difficulty, that little step we take to try and bring the lifestyle and the honor of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam into our lives. And we become true ambassadors of Islam and show the people this wonderful way of life. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.